Hello, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Research. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Joseph.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we're actually conducting a statewide public opinion poll on gun control. Do you can help us with this real quick? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Are you at least 18 years of age and resident of Ohio?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And do you feel secure storage of firearms is or not a major responsibility of the gun ownership?
It is.
It is? Okay. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device, is locked and can be unlocked with a key combination fingerprint or similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporary unoperable or tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that's not see-through and stored in a place where a person is prohibited from handling, such as a child, but cannot reasonably gain access. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Well, I support a law saying that they have to be. No.
Okay. So would you say like you support or oppose or undecided, in other words?
I would oppose it.
Oppose it? Okay. And do you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purposes of the law is to eliminate child involvement?
Hold on one second.
Sure.
I got a problem.
What was your question again? I'm sorry.
Sure. I said, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Support or oppose, undecided?
I would oppose it.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
I would oppose it.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain measurable decrease of overall number of stolen guns?
I would oppose it.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to be include a lock safe?
I would oppose it.
How about a lock container or case?
I would oppose it.
How about a lock box or device that is designed to be or to which can be used as a stored firearm?
I would oppose it.
Okay. And would you support or
help? Uh-huh. If it helps, I would oppose any law that requires me, makes it mandatory that I lock my firearm up.
Okay. Okay, so would you like support or oppose a state law requiring that storage can be accessible via a key lock?
Oppose.
Combination lock.
Oppose.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint.
Oppose.
Okay. If a firearm is a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Oppose.
You should not. Okay. If a firearm is not in a safe lock, case, or lockbox, do you feel it, if it is or is not sufficiently secured, if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container is not see-through, is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yet it's secure or not? No, it's not secured.
Unsecured.
Unsecured. Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of the legal owner or someone's legal allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that's required that the gun be stored securely?
All right. What's that question again? I'm sorry. You broke up.
Yeah. No worries. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that is required that gun be stored securely?
All right, one more time. I'm sorry. Make sure I get this wording right.
Okay. If the firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer. Would you support or oppose a law that's required that guns should be stored securely?
Opposed.
Okay. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law require firearms to securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use a secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Make sure it's going to require them to search regardless, correct?
Yeah, so in other words, it's like, so just because, so basically it says, would you support or oppose a law requires firearms to securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
If I'm understanding that right, I would say I would be for that. So saying that just because the firearm is not secured, they still need to get a warrant, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, yes, I would be fine with that. Yeah, they don't need, just because it's not secured, they still need to get a warrant.
Okay, support.
If I haven't broken any laws, they still need to get a warrant.
Okay. Now, would you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
So you're saying that would I support it being okay for a minor to use a firearm in self-defense
if it was stored, securely?
I would say my thought on that is it okay for my teenager to use my firearms regardless whether it was stored in the gun safe or hanging on the wall to defend themselves? They shouldn't have to go to the safe first to do it. If it's stored properly, safely, and my kid has been educated that it is a tool and not a toy, then they shouldn't. Yeah,
so
they should be allowed to defend themselves regardless.
Okay, so that means
in my house, they shouldn't have to retreat and run somewhere.
Yeah, so you would actually be opposing then. That would be the.
Yeah, I would be opposing that. Yeah, they shouldn't have. The gun shouldn't have to be locked up regardless.
Okay. Now, prosecutors.
As long as I've done my job as a parent, teaching gun safety to my kids to know that it is a tool, not a toy, and if they still find the means, if somebody's in my house or property or in my vehicle, whatever, and they deem that it's necessary for them to draw that firearm to defend themselves, and then we'll deal with the consequences after that.
Okay. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assesses every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose undecided?
All right, word that again. Read that again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except
no.
Would you oppose?
Except for wild hunting. Yeah, no. No, because if that kid's at home target shooting or something like that, then they can come assess that.
Okay.
No.
Now,
yeah,
would
no.
you... Okay, now would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor legally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
So you want me to, the question is, do I think they should have to report me that I let my kid shoot a gun?
Basically? Yeah, basically, yeah.
No, they shouldn't have to report it because I'm teaching them gun safety.
Okay, so you
how else are they going to learn? Yeah, I would oppose it. That's ignorant.
Okay. Now, in terms of personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I would say other.
Okay. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65, above?
40 to 49, I guess.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Just white.
Okay. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Male.
Okay. Okay.
I'm glad you didn't give me five options.
we're done with it.
There's two. I don't care what they say. There's two.
Okay. All right, cool. So we're actually done for the day. Thank you so much for this evening for helping me with this one. Great.
All right.
Appreciate that. Have a great one.
You too. Goodbye.
Goodbye.